I like that. Finding good signals, that's a good one. Yeah, you know, I've been a ham a long time. I mean, not as long as some, actually. It feels long to me, but others have got me lapped. But I got my ticket back in the early 90s. And I used to be a member of the Edison Club. If you've been around for a while, they had the 14533 on the top of the Edison building. The 145, that frequency is still being used by someone else. I don't know if the antenna is still on top of the Edison building. But, you know, then I kind of got busy. I was traveling a lot for work. I kept my license. I made sure I renewed it, you know, all the time. But I wasn't on the air much. And then in early, around...
Now, Bill, you cut out there.
Can
you come back? And by the way, that 14533 is still being utilized on the DTE building.
Early 2000s, but you know, you could get a cheap mobile duplexer for UHF, and I run the site at my house, so I don't have a lot of RF interference. I don't need a fancy set of filters for it. So I put it up, but I was still kind of busy. But now I'm semi-retired, so I got plenty of time to play again, and like I said, trying to get active again. So that's what's going on over here.
November 8th, Zulu, Victor Zulu. Do you copy KF8 FGS?